You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
All right, folks, up next is this lady. This is her song. This is Janet... Wait a second. This sounds like Janet Jackson.
I thought you said Janet. I thought you said Janet.
No, not Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson.
Oh, there's a T missing.
Seriously? You're sorry. Playing a Janet Jackson song while I'm introducing Janet Jackson?
I'm sorry.
Pull that down. Okay. That's just silly.
No, I just... What?
Jana, can I just apologize for you for Tim the Tool here? Seriously.
Sure.
Have you ever been introduced as Janet Jackson before in your life?
All the time. All the time.
See, it's not just me.
He's such
I think he was playing Janet Jackson, though.
Yes, he was playing Janet Jackson. You know what? I'm going to make a promise to you. At the end of our interview, we're going to go out with your song, okay? At the end of the interview, we're going to go out with your song, not Janet Jackson's.
That's right.
Yeah.
That would be great. And you know what? I can help you with your musical question.
Can you?
Yeah, because I'm a Nashville girl. See, I heard you guys. I've been listening to the show. I have been thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, no.
Loving it. Now you're one of my new Saturday afternoon favorite things to do. I just want you to know.
Well, you might want to take some medication for that.
Well, I do take meds for allergies, so maybe
What was the musical question we had?
The musical question. You wanted to know what the Amy Grant song
Oh, that's
was.
Right.
It's called Baby Baby.
It is called Baby Baby. Okay, because we were singing Baby Baby.
Singing?
There it is. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Janet Jackson, we dedicate this Amy Grant song to Janet Jackson.
Is it for Jana or Janet?
Yeah, I don't know. I've lost the plot. Lost the plot.
Janet
listen,
I
saw you on television last week here or a little while ago, whatever it was, and I looked at you and I said, I like her and I want to talk to her on my show, and I happen to have a show, so that worked out well.
It does work out well.
So how did this?
I have one too. I have to talk to you on mine. So.
How did this whole thing start with T.D. Jakes? Do you go to his church? I mean, how did it start?
No, I live in Nashville, Tennessee. He's in Dallas, and obviously, and I follow him on Twitter, and I was very impressed at his down-to-earthness. I don't know if that's a word or not, but.
Sure.
And how down-to-earth he is and how kind he is. I just could see his heart and, just kind of was amazed by the fact, first of all, that he does his own Twitter. And I know a lot of people have, and understandably so, have somebody who does that for them. And I was like, good grief, this is really him posting all this stuff. And, you know, I could just tell by the way he was writing. And he always had a kind way of responding to people, even when people were kind of mean to him. You know, he always responded in a very Christ-like way, very gracious way, and with compassion. And so I just, one day, happened to respond. Actually, he had a link to his Facebook page, and I responded to a post on that. And honestly, Drew, I don't even know what all I said. But I remember that I was writing about how kind he was and what a great person he is. And he reminds me of my dad, who was also a minister. I'm a PK, preacher's kid. Turned out okay in spite of that.
Sorry, I was going to say sorry about that.
Yeah, I know, right? But you know what? My dad was something else. He was awesome. And his name was Gene Jackson. He was over the Assemblies of God in the state of Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
which in Canada would be the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada.
Yeah, we call him Payox.
Yeah, Payox. Yeah. So I'm AG, or I was.
Okay.
I was raised AG. So dad was just something else. And had that same kind of heart of compassion and wisdom and authority and all of that. Just was a master communicator, and he and I were very close. And so when I see these folks on Twitter and on TV sometimes and in different places, they remind me of my dad. I am ministry all the way. You know, I love to sing and have always been. I grew up in church, obviously, and have been a worshiper all my life. And so when I hear these people and I hear their hearts, I'm very drawn to them. And so Bishop Jakes, I was very drawn to him, but I never dreamed that that post would start a Twitter friendship. And I didn't mention that I was blind or anything like that, because I'm not one of those people. I don't go in and go, "Hi, I'm Jana Jackson. Oh, and by the way, I'm blind." You
right,
know?
Right, right.
It's not the first thing that that people, you know, well, it is. If you meet me in person, it might be the first thing you notice, but hopefully it's not the only thing you notice. And so it didn't come up until later on in conversation, Twitter conversation, that I am blind. And apparently just the whole story of everything just really encouraged him more than I could have ever dreamed. And it's just, one of, you know, there's an old hymn that says, "Little is much when God is in it." And I just believe, you know, all I did was reach out and be myself and love on him like I love on everybody. I'm just, I love people. And it's funny because the smaller my circle has gotten in the natural, you know, in just physically, I don't always have the kind of support that maybe I might need with getting things done. But the smaller that circle has gotten, the larger my Twitter circle has gotten and my Facebook circle, and so those are places where I interact with people a lot because I am such a people person.
Okay, there's a few things that you said that my head went sideways on. If you're blind, how did you said, "Oh, you know, the people I see on TV or I read on Twitter." How do you see people on TV and read on Twitter?
You know, I think like everybody else. I've been blind since birth, and I was having been raised in the term, my whole family, we were very people-oriented, and so, you know, the doctors told my mom and dad when I was little, you know, don't have her around a lot of people, it could be confusing. Boy, am I glad they didn't take that advice. And so, I've always talked like that. I've always talked about seeing things and looking at things, and I guess the best way to describe it is I see with my heart, and I see with my ears, and with all of the other senses that God has given me, touch and things like that. And so I think about watching TV and watching a movie just like you would. I think it sounds weird to say, "Oh, did you hear that movie the other day?" And I'm like,
"Okay, yeah."
Yeah. So okay. So that's where I'm coming from.
Okay, all right. So I guess life is. You know, as far as the vernacular, as far as different phrases we would use day in and day out, because you've been blind since birth, and there's been a fair bit of normalization that has been, I guess, put on your life. Your parents didn't sort of shelter you and protect you from you know, the way the rest of the world works. That you talk like the rest of us,
us exactly.
Folks.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now you and I chatted briefly a couple of days ago, and I let you know about. 3 years ago, I think, for the last week of Lent, I gave up my eyesight, went for a week blind, had an optometrist friend of mine source out some contact lenses that took away my vision. And I actually heard in your voice, you were a little dumbfounded that someone would do something like that for an entire week.
I was fascinated. I want to know, I guess, you know, we're turning the tables here, and I guess we're going to make it the Jana Jackson show, because I want to know. I have that takeover spirit. I'm sorry.
Okay. I rebuke that spirit.
I know, right? Be gone. I want to know, like, what prompted such a thing, and how did you get through the week? Like, did you have somebody helping you? You know, I mean, you had to, obviously.
Yeah, but I actually had more people harming me than helping me. I have a 20-year-old son at the time and a teenage daughter, and they were playing tricks on me, you know, left, right, and center. So,
yeah, I'm sure they were. Oh, bless your heart. I'm surprised you're still alive.
Yeah.
You did. You lived through it.
So, look, it came from a couple of things. One, you know, just the typical pub conversation where you ask the, you know, if you, of all the senses, if you were to lose one, which one would you pick? And no one ever picked sight. And I always thought that was interesting. And then I was evaluating my own life and my own spiritual life. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the one thing that's really gotten in the way of your spiritual life, your spiritual health, has been your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because as a North American male, I'm very visual. And I've struggled with lust. And I've also struggled with trust. And I think my trust issues can be connected with the fact that, oh, gee, I don't see God, therefore I can't trust him. You know, is he really there because I can't see? You know, that kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
And then I also know that it's very rare that my life quietens down enough that I could, that I can hook into that other frequency, that what the Celtics used to call the thinning, you know, where the gap between God and his created people, it becomes very small and thin. And I was hoping that I might quieten down my life enough by being blind for an entire week that I might be able to hear God a little better.
Yeah.
So that's where it all came from.
Wow. Well, did it work?
No.
Do you think?
Yeah, no.
You had too many people being mean to you.
Yeah, that's right.
The way they were supposed to. Did you prepare for it in any way? Like, did you talk to blind people to find out maybe?
No, I didn't want to do that because I didn't want anybody else's thoughts or preconceived notions or whatever it is. I just wanted to interpret what was happening to me as it was happening to me.
Sure. That's awesome. Well, so, I'm proud of you for doing that.
Well,
I really am.
I was, and I can't remember whether I said this to you before or not, but boy, by the end of the week, I was full-blown depressed because I was... Now, it's funny. I had people say to me, Jan, they'd say, oh, did your other senses become stronger? And so, hold on. I was blind for a week.
Yeah. Okay?
My other senses aren't going to become stronger in a week. The only thing that became stronger was the pounding headache I had from overthinking stuff I never had to think about before and, you know, processing natural things that I would do every day in a different kind of a way. So, you know, there was a fair bit of tediousness and frustration. But by the end of the week, Jana, I was... I just found myself emotionally and physically drained and a little bit depressed, I think.
Yeah, it's difficult. And, you know, I mean, I face my share of challenges. I don't talk about them a lot because I don't know. I just don't want to bug people about them or whatever. But I understand some of that because having been, you know, but being that my world, quote unquote, that is predominantly... in my place, I should say, in this world. Place in this world. Anyway, it's predominantly in the sighted community or sighted world or whatever, just because of the way that God has led me. I face a lot of those challenges because I do have to process things differently from most people. And I do think that I face some challenges that are unique and that people don't often understand. You know, it's just the nature of the beast. So I understand there are days when you just are like, oh my goodness, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on, God.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, I need a break.
What there's a couple things. I've got so many questions for you. So let me just recap for anybody who's just tuned in. We're speaking with Jana Jackson, not Janet.
That's right.
And Jana, I saw on television when Oprah's Life Class came to Toronto and they aired it on television here afterwards. And Bishop T.D. Jakes was speaking about someone on Twitter who was a big encouragement to him. And then, I guess, this is the way I understand it, they flew you out to Toronto.
Yes.
And that was the first time you and T.D. Jakes met, correct?
It was. And, you know, just a little side note, because I'm sure that you have people that are going through this. 2 days before I got that call from the Oprah Winfrey Network, I was sitting in my favorite chair. I have a rocking chair that I was telling a friend of mine yesterday. It's a little rocker recliner in my living room. I can do whatever I need to do if I'm in that chair. I can pray people through things. I can tell people off. I can think through important decisions that I have to make. I can calm myself. I can write. I even wrote my first song not too long ago, sitting in that chair. And so I was sitting in that chair, and I wasn't having a pity party or anything like that, but I just was, you know, I was dealing with some things, and I have a lot of dreams and visions that God has given to me that have not been fulfilled yet, and I feel like I'm over the hill, you know, kind of, and I'm not really, but you feel that way sometimes because certain things have not happened that I thought would happen 20 years ago, you know, and so I'm sitting in that chair, and I was just going, God, you know, I just feel like I'm kind of lost right now, and I need some kind of a change, and I don't really even know how to pray about what I need, so I'm trusting you to bring whatever I need into my life that is just a little bit different and just kind of encouraging right now. 2 days later, I get a call from the Oprah Winfrey Network. that literally changed my life. And I'm like, okay, God, so you do see these dreams and these visions. You didn't forget about them. You gave those to me. And you see those things, and you do plan on everything you've promised me, you plan on fulfilling, and you're letting me know by having, just out of the blue, you know, I'm just a normal person. I'm not super spiritual or super qualified or whatever. I'm just Jana, you know. And you chose to bless me with this little opportunity that is actually a quite huge opportunity, just to be there and to encourage this precious man. Because I just love Bishop Jakes. He's precious to me. And I'm like, God, you're so amazing. I always thought it was my music that you would use, and I believe you will use that. But you've used just me being who you called me to be, you know. And I think that's something that we all need to realize, is that God will take that little bit, just even that encouragement, through a tweet or a Facebook post. And he'll use that and multiply it. He really will. And I just want people to get that today.
Okay. So I want to just touch on something that you touched on. And if you don't want to go there, then you just tell me to shut up. Okay?
Okay.
How old are you?
I am about to. Monday is my birthday. May 14th is my birthday. And I will be 48.
Okay. 48 years old. And you're single.
I am. I don't understand that, Drew.
Well, hold on. And never been married?
Never been married.
And do you think you're 48 and single because you're blind?
You know what? Sometimes I do. I do. I also think that God has protected me from, because I have several blind friends, and or a bunch of blind friends, actually. And I know that there have been times when I've heard kind of horror stories of, you know, I wish I just would have maybe not jumped at the first one, because I think what we have a tendency to do is, if you have a disability or something, sometimes maybe, and sometimes we all go through this, but I think sometimes we tend to jump on the first train, so to speak, because we think that we might not get another chance. And I'm not desperate, you know, so.
Well, let me just say, there's no reason for you to be desperate. I've seen you on television. I've looked at your pictures. You're a pretty looking woman. You're talented beyond belief. You've got a great voice. You're going to play your song at the end of the interview here. And you have that inside light that other folks can't help but see. Even through Twitter, people have seen your light. So, you know, basically what I'm saying is you're a catch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I believe God has the right one, and I really believe he's protected me from just walking into, because I've had opportunities.
But it's got to be, Jana, it's got to be lonely, though.
It is. It really is. And that's my relationship with God. The thing that has kept me, I mentioned that I've always been a worshiper. I met Jesus Christ when I was three. And had a real experience with him, with the Holy Spirit, and it stuck. I mean, I didn't ever want to derive from that. And I can honestly say, he's my best friend, and he's my passion. And so that I still have my days. I get aggravated, and so he gets to hear all the good, the bad, and the ugly, and he still sticks by me. That's what's amazing, you know, because I'm just like, okay, God, you know what? I am tired of being by myself all the time. So, you know, he sends me to Toronto for a day. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You know, he's like, okay, you want to be with some people here? I got your back, baby.
Come well, on. let's finish this time with, you know, your overall impression with your experience with Oprah. I mean, okay. Overall, what was, I mean, I'm sure you and she didn't hang out and have cheese and crackers or anything. It was just that little brief, you know, interaction when the microphones were there with you. And what was your unsighted reaction or response to Oprah?
You know what? I really genuinely loved her. And there were, I don't know how much of it was shown on TV, obviously, but there were times during the show when she would come over and maybe put her arm around my shoulder. You know how you're sitting in a chair and somebody might kind of lean on you, put their hand on your shoulder kind of thing. And then there was one time during a commercial break when she came up and gave me a hug and was like, hi, darling. And, you know, she's lived in Nashville too, so we're both kind of Southern girls and that kind of thing. And I felt a real connection there. I honestly hope that it's not the only time that our paths are allowed to cross. If it is, it was just a blessing. I think she's an awesome person.
Again, you and I chatted a couple of days ago, and I only mentioned that to you so you don't think I'm losing it by bringing it up again. I'd spoken to some to a lady who'd been there with some other ladies, and she said it was a chaotic, almost a bee fest, if you can fill in the blanks there, because it was like, Tim, do you remember back in the days of the Christian concerts when it was open seating, and you're supposed to go to this lovely Praise the Lord event, people are elbowing each other trying to get to the front?
Oh, yeah.
That's what, chapter of Acts.
Well, that's what this friend of mine said it was like.
Really?
Yeah, she said women were like saving seats for their friends who were coming in, and people were snapping at them, going, who are you saving that seat for? And here is this sort of, you know, they're coming to this guru of inner peace, and it was a whole thing about forgiveness and everything as well. And then, you know, anyway, I just thought it was ironic.
Was on gratitude. The show I was on was on gratitude, and you're like, hey, you guys ought to be grateful you have a seat today.
I know. And I'm so glad you were saved from that, you know, because you were sitting in a VIP seat and a little closer, and that's good. I'm glad.
I sat next to some really great people. I don't know if they're listening today, but Judy and Jesse, I love you, and thanks for taking the video for me. They took pictures for me with my iPhone.
Yeah, we've got that posted on our website, a little video of you and TD Jakes and Oprah, so that's kind of neat. That's cool.
Yeah. So I had great people.
Well, listen, Jana, we're going to go out playing one of your songs, the one that you sent me, and people can actually hear what you sound like instead of Janet Jackson Tim.
That's right. That's right. And can I tell them my website?
Yes. Well, I was going to do that, but I'd love for you to do that.
Were you going to do that?
Of course.
Sorry, I can let you do it. My website is Jana Jackson. That's J-A-N-A, JanaJackson.com. And if you want to follow me and hang out with me on Twitter, you can do that, JanaJackson2010.
There it is, folks. Jana Jackson, our journey segment today. You are a gem. Thank you for being honest and open and authentic and a little light shiner.
Aw, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored. I really am.
Thank you, Jana. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, here is Jana having a little sing. Having a little sing? Who talks like that? Anyway, what a neat little voice she has. Jana Jackson on the Drew Marshall Show.
So many open doors. You give brand new mercies along with each new day. That's why I praise you for this. I give you praise for waking me up this morning.